Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's go to the Golden Nugget in Lake. Oh, no, John Chill? Oh, I thought we had John Chill. All right, well, I'll text him and see, maybe.
He's like, the football season's over. We're not doing it. Maybe in here. I don't shine shoes anymore. Football's over.
I don't know if you heard. Bets still go on. Okay, bets still happen.
What do you mean? I don't have any bets for you.
We got Nations.
How about Four Nations?
Final. Basketball.
John may not have an opinion on.
I tell you what. I'm not. If I was going to bet on this game, it's even money. I would take Canada.
Well, they generally beat us in these type of. Yeah. Events in finals. They beat us in finals.
I tell you what, the Kachucks are banged up. They're going to play, but I don't know that Sidney Crosby's going to be stopped. I mean, Austin Matthews is awesome, but Canada's loaded.
You're turning on our country?
No.
What happened to all the bravado after the 3-1 win? Look at you now, old soft ass.
I just don't know. They're tough.
Scared of, oh, so somehow, someway, you're now scared of Canada.
I'm not scared of Canada in the least, okay? We're their bodyguard. That's what we are, okay? But hockey-wise, man, that win the other night against Canada was huge. I think they set a tone with the fights, and I think it got Canada a little on their – Canada ain't on their heels now.
Well, it is in – like, it's in the States.
Yeah.
So you have I would assume that's a home ice advantage. I don't know how many Canadians are down there, but
I don't know that in hockey how much a difference. I mean, it's great to have momentum and everything else and have the crowd on your side, but hockey's a different deal. I don't know that's going to play as big a role. I know I'm going to boo the Canadian anthem when they're playing it.
From home?
From Phoenix?
Yeah.
Although I like the Canadian anthem is good. Yeah. Oh, Canada. I mean, that's a good song.
Sounds traitorous what you're doing right now.
No.
Considering the back and forth between the two countries.
You're singing that song.
Not yet they're not. They still think they're independent.
Be.
Well, when
they will be.
But they won't have their own national anthem anymore. That goes by the wayside if they become one of us.
Just because you're a state songs? Doesn't mean most people don't like California in the country, it seems like.
Just because you're a state doesn't mean anything.
How can you have your own national anthem if you're in the state?
It's a state anthem now.
I know you didn't grow up here because you don't know this song. Texas, our Texas,
yeah.
All everybody. Hail the mighty
it's never,
state.
It's not played before games in the state of Texas.
Texas, our Texas, so wonderful, so great. Oh, every kid used to know this growing up.
Yes.
Now, this is why stupid-ass, punk-ass kids get wrecks in cars because they don't know stuff like the Texas.
I wasn't
sure
where he was going.
You don't know the Texas National Anthem. You're not built right from the ground up. You're not wired right.
I thought he was going to go after the Memorial kids. He just went after his own kid.
His own kids.
I have no room to talk about anyone else. Yeah. I have no room.
Weren't you criticizing parenting earlier in the show? The memorial.
Yeah, I
parents?
Can't do anything about what those two idiots do from my house when they're in a car together.
No. For those,
they're going to get in trouble just like they get in trouble for everything, and nothing takes.
Yeah.
Nothing takes.
Well, just
so we're sure
lot.
They're at fault.
We're sure.
Oh no, they've spent. No, they were texting me separately to tell me that the other one was at fault. And I didn't even know what they were talking about. And then I saw the video of the car, and I'm like, oh. Whatever he tells you, Dad, he's lying.
So they immediately snitched on each other.
Immediately, because both of them said, it was you. And I know it was both of them.
Yeah.
And I just said, shut them up.
You think they got in a slap fight or something, and both, they got distracted?
Well, that was part of it, and somebody may have gotten a pizza thrown in his face.
It's about food
fights.
Yeah, they got a food fight.
That's what happened.
happen?
They're both going to be in tremendous trouble. Tremendous trouble.
Yeah, they should be. That's nuts.
And then somebody else is punching it, hitting somebody. It's like just complete. So, you know, why do we have to deal with
this? They ruin your day. They ruin their day. They ruin whoever they hit's day. It's terrible.
They just ruined everybody's day. Yeah. No, everybody's day is ruined now. Everybody's day.
Yeah, okay. Nicole's got a tough day. I've got tremendous amounts of work to do over the next 3 days to get done by the time my combine deadline. I got to deal with this crap. Yeah.
You rarely hear of food fights in a car. It's just
my kids can pull anything.
Who's throwing a slice of pizza at someone in the car?
The same kids who think they can beat Hall of Famers in one-on-one basketball. The same delusional people. No, I didn't do that. This is what it's going to turn into. Both sides say the other side's lying about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't get any
who was driving?
Mason. That's
the person
who has
to be
held. Yeah, but yesterday he had his side mirror knocked off the car.
Yeah, you told me
that. And I said, how did this happen? He goes, I don't even know. Like, something must have fallen off of something and hit it. It's like out of nowhere.
So how long has he had this car?
About 6 weeks.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean.
Is that worse than Frankie? 6 weeks before a wreck?
Oh, no. Frankie had three accidents before she had her license.
Yeah.
Well, I remember that.
No. Yes. Before she had her license, I had to fix other people's cars.
That's actually worse because you can't say anything to insurance.
No.
It's all cash.
That's all. They were
And if this kid ran into a wall or something, I'd just say, we're paying cash. We're not messing with this insurance rate. I mean, I'm sure he hits somebody, so it's coming up with insurance.
Oh, yeah.
So,
he had to give him their insurance.
Now, it doesn't matter now. That rates, which went up, my insurance went up like $1,600. For just 6 months. For 6 months by adding him. Now what's it going to be?
Wow.
Because now if I try to put him on his own, it's like, who's insuring that kid?
So, is there anything more uninsurable than an 18-year-old
teenage boy?
No. Yeah. There's nothing. Yeah, a 16-year-old boy.
16?
Oh. Well, Mason's 18, but I'm saying the only thing less insurable is an even younger boy. Now my brother got into a wreck the same day he got his license, the same day, and he put Johnny Harris in the hospital. He hit a brick mailbox. Johnny had the tendon in his finger severed or something like that, and Johnny, it's still screwed up to this day, and Johnny was put in the hospital the very first day my brother had a driver's license.
That's perfect.
And I'm not sure Johnny Harris's dad is 100% forgiving my brother. And we grew up as all best friends. Like, Coach Harris is a really intense guy. And Johnny was, this is in the middle of basketball season, I think. And yeah, I'm not sure he's ever completely forgiven Mike.
That's a shame. Poor Mike.
Johnny mostly has.
Well, he affected his actual hand for life. I can understand holding
a
grudge.
If you see him, like right now, if you see Johnny Harris, this is what his finger. He's got, his finger looks like this. And usually it's like, you ask Alonzo Highsmith, ooh, why does yours look like that? Oh, I grabbed a guy's jersey and pass protection and blah, blah,
face
blah.
Face mask.
Yeah. Oh, was that what it was? His face mask.
I got it caught in a face mask, yeah.
Yeah. How'd yours happen, Johnny? Brick mailbox. Mike Zuerlein ran into it because he was going to return videos at whatever the video shop, the local one we have in Pecan Grove, and they fell off the dash of the car. And he, as he's driving and turning a corner, he reaches down to pick up movies off the floor and takes his eyes completely and runs into a brick mailbox. And then Johnny's in the hospital. Nice job.
That's what
having a boy driving a car is like.
An 18-year-old boy,
too.
Well, I can't speak to how you're going to dole out justice in this case, but do you have a vibe that you have to hold the older one who's driving responsible no matter what?
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, Sebastian's in trouble, too.
I understand that. He's involved. But the fact that.
Well, somebody's got to get him to his detention on Friday. So somebody's got to get Sebastian to his Friday detention.
What about
school?
It's not going
to be Mason now.
What about school today?
Ah, school schmool. Those two don't need it. They'll be fine. They'll both play in the G League somewhere, overtime elite.
Now play
Sebastian will just travel the country. Doing Brazilian jiu-jitsu. They trust me, they've got great plans.
Yeah.
Solid.
Oh, no.
Nah, rock solid plans. Completely feasible.
Absolutely feasible. Absolutely. All right. okay, before we go, a bit of sports. Did you guys see in the NFL's top 101 where Derek Stingley was ranked?
High.
What number?
13.
Higher.
8.
No.
Lower. Oh. 18.
Lower.
24.
Lower.
36, and we're not going any lower than that.
Lower.
42?
43. I mean, that's ridiculous. He was the best cornerback in football. He had a 39.6 passer rating.
I would give Pat Surtain, personally. But he's a close second.
What other cornerback? Okay, maybe Surtain.
Those two are in the top. Like, he's got to be in the top 24.
Yeah.
How many more?
He's an all-pro cornerback.
How many more corners were ranked ahead of him besides Surtain?
I don't have that.
Shouldn't be any.
Well, if he's 43.
Damn sure better not be Sauce. He did not have a good game.
If he's 43, you would think at least another corner or two.
Well, Surtain will be.
Beyond him. So two corners in the top 43?
That's
it. Well, I mean.
It better be.
Or it's not about the position. It's about how good you are at your position. And he's really, really good.
Well, 43 is
like
pretty
low. I don't think there should be any guards ahead of him. Or I'm not sure if there's a center ahead of him.
43 is low. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, you have 22 starters on offense.
11 starters.
On offense. I'm sorry, on a team. 22 you have 22 overall. Total starters.
He's basically the end of the second of team two.
He's one of your – he barely made the second team with these numbers.
Yeah, I would say it should be, you know – You really shouldn't be any worse than 28.
Well, you started at 13. I mean, yeah, that's about...
Yeah, because I was thinking, man, I bet he's high. John's bringing this up. I bet he's high. So I was giving him a number I thought was a respectable, like a realistic potential number. On the high side, I thought he might be about 13, yeah.
That's ridiculous. I didn't think
43 is a slap in the face.
It's a slap in the face.
Is CJ in the top 20?
CJ's not gonna.
Where's Shaq Mason?
CJ gonna make the top 100?
Serious people.
No, probably not this year.
No, he's not gonna make the top 100 this year.
Where's Shaq Mason?
I don't know that Shaq is. I haven't seen the list. All I saw was Stingley 43.
All right, I'm gonna assume he's in the 80s.
All right,
you got Shaq Mason in the 80s, huh?
Yep. And this is in fairness, this is pro football.
Yeah, PFF's top 101.
Top 101.
They had to make it different than the player's top 100, so they added an extra player.
Yeah. So this is top 101, and it's PFF. How can PFF, and they added, 39.6 passer rating allowed, including playoffs. He was first in the league. 43? I mean, goodness gracious, PFF, you suck. 703-780-3776. We did not have John Chill on with us today, unfortunately. You did not hear about what you should or shouldn't bet. But
Heard Canada.
Well,
you gave me Canada is my big play.
I don't know. It's a scary play. It's a scary game for me. Here's the deal. Yeah, you can bet it at DraftKings Sportsbook. You can bet on you can't bet the Rockets when you go there to the DraftKings Sportsbook in Lake Charles. But I'll tell you this. You can go to Lake Charles and you can get your gamble on. I love it. Just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. It's the way to go. Yeah, if you want to fly all the way to Vegas, that's about an 8 or 9 hour from door to door. It's about an 8 or 9 hour. By the time you get your room key and up to your room, it's a good 8, 9 hours. How about 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road? You got a casino, a Vegas-style casino, Vegas-style hotel. You got 12 different restaurants. You got a golf course. You got a swimming pool. You got poker room. You got everything you could possibly want, and it's only 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. Oh, and by the way, it's a lot cheaper than just the gas or the electricity you use with your EV as opposed to flying. So, I mean, to me, it's not even arguable. This is the best way to go about this thing. You're looking for the best way to get your gamble on. Lake Charles, Golden Nugget Lake Charles. I love it. You'll love it. If you haven't been there, make a trip. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Take the day off work and play a fun round of golf with your favorite sports station at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 occasional invitational benefiting kids' meals. This year's tournament will take place on Fat Tuesday, which is March 4th. It'll be at 10:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer will receive beverages from Carbock Brewing Company, lunch, dinner from Valencia's Tex-Mex Garage, and 18 holes of golf. You can register now at ESPN975.com under the promotions tab.
Yeah, come on. We need you. We need you out there. We want to load, fill that up. Kids meals. We got Carbock. We got Valencia's. What is a brown bag?
I'm not sure.
Cafe is a brown bag cafe.
I'm not.
Or deli.
Brown bag cafe.
While I'm looking at the current liner right now,
that looks good.
Yeah. As far as to answer your question, John, who's ranked ahead of Stingley? We don't have the top 10 yet, which we imagine that'll have Sertan. Trent McDuffie, the corner that we see right now, ranked ahead of Stingley.
Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that.
He was better than Stingley?
Well, he's getting a nod because he's Kansas City, but he was good. Like, all three of them should be in that consideration.
Well, that's it.
They clearly bumped him because he was a third corner. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. If the corners are better than the other positions, then put them in there.
Right. And there's a giant gulf. Stingley's 43rd, McDuffie's 16th.
That doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. I don't know.
I see Pat Sertan's 12th, so they do have him. He's the 12th best player, according to them. McDuffie 16th, Stingley 43rd.
What is behind JG on his nightstand? A bottle of water? I don't know what the hell that thing is. It's not my house. I don't know. It's a rental house, so I have no idea what the hell that thing is. Right there. It's something. Something is right there. I don't know what it is. Anyway, it's nothing. It's nothing sexual. If that's what you were looking for, okay. It's a thing. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. How much worse is it for your kids? For those of you who don't know, if you're just tuning in, Lance's kids had an accident this morning and crashed a car. How much worse is it that you're on your cleanse, your third day of your cleanse?
It's so funny you say that because all I want to do right now is grab something to eat. And it's hard. Like, I was starving. I hadn't eaten, I guess, for like 60-some hours.
I know. I didn't want to show you this. I've got a steak. They made a steak and egg cheese thing this morning.
That looks pretty good. Looks pretty good. Everything looks good right now.
Yeah, everything you're just looks starving. Good.
Day you're three is starving. A little easier than day one and day two, though, so we'll see. But not now.
Why are you doing this while you're trying to, when you're working all day on players, and it doesn't seem right to me.
It bumps up the metabolism.
That man trying to look good for his future appearances.
Yeah, plus I got to be on TV. So I've been losing weight already for Combine, but by the time draft gets here, I got to start fitting into all these suits. And I guess, I don't know. I don't know how often they're going to have me in L.A. I'm assuming I'm going to L.A. for the draft. I'm positive I am. So,
well, if you want to go to Green Bay, my boys are here. They said, come on.
Well, I go to L.A. to do, I do play-by-play on every draft pick on YouTube.
Do it at the sardine can if you want, they said.
How is Green Bay going to handle the draft?
I have no idea. They don't have the hotels. They don't have the.
You have to have an infrastructure. People, like half a million people, come.
And it's probably going to snow. I mean, I'm not
in
even
April?
Joking. I left on Mother's Day, which is in May, right?
Yeah.
It was snowing. It was flurries. Flurries. And I said, I can't live here anymore. And I left.
Wow.
The next day, I said, I can't live here anymore. But, I mean, so don't. Do not rule out snow in Green Bay in April.
That's gonna be a nightmare for the NFL if that happens.
Yeah, it'll
because it already the infrastructure, just from what I've heard, is not really set up for that.
Really, all those players, where are they staying? In Appleton? Well,
Shador ain't going. He said, "I'm skipping the draft."
They're not going to Green Bay. Is that baller? If Shador wants something that's baller. Would he have gone to Vegas?
Vegas, he would.
Hell yeah, he would have gone to Vegas. Chicago, yes. He ain't going to Green Bay.
Speaking of
a lot of these guys may skip it.
Lack of infrastructure. You see that, to no surprise to probably a lot of people, that we are not set up for the World Cup travel-wise?
I saw that. I actually was. Well, I'd never really thought about it. I know that we're not really set up for public transportation. I don't think. I mean, I know we have buses, but we don't really have this. We don't really have the travel.
Just you're talking about.
No, I'm talking about United States. I'm in America.
You mean America?
Yes,
not
as
Houston.
We, as the country as a whole. Not.
I mean, what cities? I mean, infrastructure wise. I mean, I think
it's
all the
travel, getting people. Like even, I guess they may be even talking about air transportation. The entire thing not ready to go.
Huh. Well, it will be. I ain't worried about it.
You ain't worried about it, huh?
I ain't worried about it. I mean, here's the problem with it. Okay, so Columbia is playing in New York, and then their next game is in Dallas. Do you have, how are they going to know that you need more flights to Dallas until the game is over? Right?
Well, it's the same thing with college football playoffs.
Are the airlines set up to, this is going to be crazy, though. That's just four teams that have to go. This is all the different teams playing throughout the country, not only in our country, but in Canada.
Well, but they've been doing that with CONCACAF and with all these other events.
Nothing like this.
Not the same. Well, I mean, is the travel any different? I don't really know what it's like. This is not set up. See, I don't know how different it is with the World Cup. It's really not. You're in the same general area with multiple different stadiums.
Well,
so it's not really the same.
Here are the issues right now. As it was written up by former government officials, aging infrastructure, sluggish visa processing times, and outdated security technology are the biggest issues right now. And this is for the air travel system. So we are behind we speak when it comes to the World Cup and the 2028 Summer Olympics as well. We're not ready to go, according to that report.
Then this is next year now. We've got to get a move on.
2026.
We better get a move on, all right? So let's get it together. I'm sure Elon will have it figured out. Okay? I'm sure he's going to.
It's kind of a coin flip if he's still going to be in good graces by then.
By next year? Probably not.
Probably not. But if he's got a chance to make some money off this, yeah. I mean, if we had better public, if we had better mass transit systems, like I'm always... I go to Chicago to visit, we visit our friends. It's like, golly, just getting around on the L and just the different trains that they have, just so much easier. It's crazy. And then you find out things like, oh, yeah, our house is worth about, is worth 20% more on the market because we can walk to the, we can walk to the train. We can walk to an area where you can load the train. And that makes your house much more valuable if you're that close to mass transit there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Here, I just wouldn't even like. I'm pretty close to a bus station, and I guess we got to figure that out for Mason and Sebastian now. They can figure out bus routes. That's really what we should do. Have them ride the bus to school.
Actually,
that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, they'll learn their lesson. When I first got here and I didn't have a car, I was going to San Jack, and there is no real – where we were staying, there's no real direct route. So my dad would drop me off, but how I would get home, I would have to go to a central bus station like in Houston, and then I would take like the shuttle bus back into the area. So what should have been like a 15-minute ride turned into an hour and a half just to get from school to home.
Oh, yeah. No, it's a long way away.
Yeah, that's the way you teach them. You take – hey, that car thing's pretty cool.
Yeah,
because the other option is
it takes 43 minutes.
There you go.
That's fine. Nicole doesn't have to do anything. They can just hit that bus.
That's all. Hit that bus.
We gonna do that bus thing.
I used to thumb to school every day.
No, you didn't.
Your plan every day was to get a ride hitchhiking.
I hitchhiked every day to school.
There's no way that you did it every day.
Yeah, I absolutely did.
He sounds like he's being for real.
No, I'm absolutely for real.
Who would take you to school?
Well, my brother was a senior. I was a freshman, but he had hockey a lot of times. So, in sophomore year, I didn't have a license yet, so I thumbed to school.
But people would pick you up.
Oh, absolutely. And I had two thumbs because I had to go all the way up Cicero Avenue, and then I had to go down 79.
Can you imagine? There's no
two thumbs every day.
Like, there's 0% chance that anyone would pick up, nor should they pick up anybody that's hitchhiking.
Not anymore.
Can you imagine?
Do you ever see anyone thumbing anymore?
Never.
No.
Never.
I did. You know what? I actually did. Like,
that used to be a transportation.
I saw it several months ago. I saw it, and the only reason I remember is because it's so unusual. I saw somebody on a roadway with their thumb out, and I just thought, oh, my gosh, that's somebody hitchhiking. Like, I don't even want to – I like to do Good Samaritan stuff, and I don't even – then you read stories about people who pretend like their cars are broken down, and then they carjack you and stuff. I'm like, eh, for what? What do I need to do? I can just think about it. Like, I almost stopped. And then I had to make myself feel better. Like, oh, that was a setup. You just drive by and go, that was a setup.
I mean, yeah. Oh, I'll stop and help. Oh, yeah, give me all your money. What?
I'd be so mad at myself. I'd say, listen, I'm going to give you my money, but I'm going to punch my car for a second because I'm so mad at myself.
Does it matter? The trap is you stop for a woman that you think is attractive and you're screwed.
Yeah, the honeypot.
The honeypot. John, would you forgive her depending on what she looks like?
Honey trap, I think it's called. Yeah.
No, if she's trapping me and taking my money, no, I don't forgive her.
Well, as a judge, you would let her off.
As a judge, I would, but not if she took my money.
Oh, she directly affected you.
If she did someone else.
But if she did someone else, whatever.
Somebody else, oh, come on.
Different strokes, different folks.
That's right. No, absolutely.
Different rules for different fools.
Like, if it's my car, I'm going to be very upset. It's very important. But if you're like, you just need to take my wallet for whatever reason. I don't carry cash anyway, so it's not going to help them that much. But you want to take my wallet, depending on how attractive the woman is, like, you know what? Okay, it's fine.
Well, so I watched this. I watched this show.
They got me.
What about this one, Joe? I watched the show, and it's in Spanish. I think you know. I've watched so many shows, I can't remember the names anymore. And it was the one where these people get on a bus. Like, there's bus. We just know that there's a bus.
And something bad happens.
Three people, like, have masks. They put masks on, and they rob everyone in a bus. And then one guy shoots all three of them dead and then takes off. And then the people in the bus.
Yeah, it's on Apple TV.
What's the name of it?
I forgot what it's called, but it's something like – something along the lines of, would you do this too?
What would you do? And it's Spanish-speaking. And anyway, what they did is they went in, and they got into your phone. Like, you had to put your facial recognition in there. And then they made you open up your bank, and they would transfer all your money from your bank app to somewhere. It's not what you have in your wallet anymore. Open up that app. Get that app open. Open up your Coinbank or your Robinhood. We're taking your crypto.
Yeah. What would you do? I would. So I have to stop the robbery and all the people getting shot or something?
No. You don't have to. No. The question is, like, what would you do? Is like, what would you do if the three robbers got shot by one guy on a bus who was there and then he took off? Would you turn that guy in?
Help him get caught or something?
Yeah, would you work with the police, say, this is the guy who killed these people who are robbing us, or would you keep your mouth shut? You know the answer.
Well, you would keep your, yeah, I would, yeah, I wouldn't tell on the guy.
Yeah.
Would you?
Well, no. There's more wrinkles to it than this.
Yeah, I don't know, Dan. I was cowering at the back of the bus. I was on the floor. I didn't see anything.
Yeah, I mean.
No, sir, we've got CCTV. We can see you standing up looking at everything that's going on.
I couldn't, but my eyesight is really bad. I can't see.
I can't see so good.
Traumatic
blindness. I got a cataract.
Traumatic instantaneous blindness. The events. Yeah.
I'm legally blind.
Well, either that or I have an enlarged prostate, and I can't really see that well because of my enlarged prostate. I'm not sure.
One thing affects the other?
I'm not sure. You don't know. I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Legit asking a question.
I don't know. Yeah. It could have an impact on your vision.
I don't know. You don't know. I'm not a doctor. Okay. So I'm not. My eyesight may be affected by an enlarged prostate. If you're affected by an enlarged prostate right now, Doc Manavis is for you. Okay. 975prostate.com. You have an issue. Okay. If you are going to the bathroom too much, can't start, can't stop, weak stream, all of these things, you could have an enlarged prostate. If you have an enlarged prostate, you need Doc Manavis because you do not want to get the surgery that's involved in this. It is the worst thing ever where they put something inside you, open up a blade and cut your, no, that's not happening. If you have an enlarged prostate, get a trunk with an IV. That's what Doc Benavides does. So if you're somebody that thinks, hey, man, I am going to the bathroom too much, I might have an enlarged prostate. Let's get, like, you need to check it out. And you need to check it out with Doc Benavides because it's the way to do this. She, like, it's 100%. I mean, her success rate is ridiculous. So the only thing you do, I'm telling you, if you think, feel like you may have an enlarged prostate, 975prostate.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We still got a caller on the line? All right. Charlie, what's going on? Charlie, are you there? Charlie. No Charlie, though.
I was told Charlie would be ready. Apparently Charlie's not.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, was that Gilbert? Gilbert, are you ready to go?
He fooled us again? Okay. Just hang up on Charlie. So you know what I learned about Lance in the last segment? But I think I've known this already about Lance. He's the kind of guy that if he gets mad, he would punch a wall. Or
He's thrown a shoe.
He said if he got pulled over, wait, I'm going to punch my car because I'm so mad at myself. I had a buddy who, when the Bulls would lose, he punched a hole. He got so mad, he punched a hole in the wall. Doesn't this exacerbate the situation?
It doesn't help.
You're mad about the loss, and then now you've got to fix a hole in your wall?
It's not logical.
But what about these guys that punch their TVs and break them when their teams lose?
Well, that originally was a thing people did out of pure emotion, and then it just became something to go viral, where people break their TVs because they know it still happens. And
a lot
it's
of
dumb.
It is right now is acting.
Initially, but yes, it happened, and it's dumb. I have resorted to, like, throwing a pillow, which doesn't hurt anybody. I throw it against the wall. Doesn't matter. I'm not a thrower.
I just go. Bah, bah,
the last bah, time I was really affected was like a decade ago, after a close Miami Florida State loss. And all I did after the game, it was during Jameis Winston's time in 2014, I think. I was going to walk up to get something to drink upstairs. And I just collapsed on the steps and just sat there for like 5 minutes. I was like, can't believe we blew another one to these a-holes. And I just sat there. But I didn't do anything. It was a silence. I wallowed in my own misery for about 5 minutes. And then, okay, let's get back to life.
I don't understand it. Guy gets pissed off at his girlfriend or wife, and he punches and breaks something. Now you just made it that much worse.
People see red. They're not thinking logically. They don't think.
I get mad too, but you know what? I don't want to have to fix stuff after I'm mad.
Yeah, the whole point is people aren't thinking they aren't in their right mind. So they're not thinking about the aftermath of, oh, I got to get this fixed. I got to buy a new TV. I'm furious. I got to let it out, and I'm going to do something really dumb.
Yeah.
Even if the consequences are far worse.
They said I usually kick someone's cat.
No, let's not highlight that.
Oh, you didn't say this. I'm just gonna bite this pillow. You didn't say that.
No, I didn't. No,
you said throw this.
I throw a pillow. I didn't say whatever. Twitch. No, I didn't say that.
Twitch, you're a bad place. Twitch, you're a bad, bad place. Okay, it's a bad place to be.
I'm a wallower. I'm miserable for 20 minutes. Then I get over it and go on with the rest of my day. That's all it is. It's a short amount of time. Give me 20 minutes. Don't bother me for 20, and then I'm back to normal.
Yeah. See, I think Lance throws stuff and punches stuff, and yeah.
Well, I don't know about sports, but as far as, like, actual life stuff, we saw it here. The headphones got tossed.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen him. Well, people can't see it, but during the breaks, he's consistently been on his phone trying to figure things out. I told you the initial call once he had to step away, it was bleep this, bleep that. You could hear him through the door. Yeah, anger, righteous anger, at least initially.
Yeah, I'm not. I just get pissed off and just okay. Well,
you got to figure it out, right?
You know,
don't make it worse. Is kind of my goal.
That's right. That's right. Exactly right. They don't make it. I don't want to have to fix stuff now.
Yeah.
What? No.
I'm going to let the Texans ruin a wall? I got to fix a wall because the Texans lost a game? They always lose games that I want them to win. Why would I let this one get to me?
Yeah. No. No, thank you. No, thanks. PFSN has put this out. 2024 NFL season wrapped up. The most fined teams. Guess who was the most fined team this year?
Even if I include rescinding of fines?
Even rescinding of fines.
I mean, the Texans got popped a lot.
The Texans were three times number two.
So they were fined three times more than the next team?
What do you mean? Number two, yeah.
Oh, okay.
More than three times.
Wow.
$3.153 million. The Chargers were second at $983,000.
Yeah, the Texans, there was a belief when DeMeco got here because he's a defensive coach, and the assumption always is the defensive coach is going to have a disciplined team who doesn't make mistakes. No, they've been undisciplined since he's been here. Now, some of the fines have been ridiculous, and they've been rescinded. But from penalties to personal foul penalties, I think he would say, hey, I'm just those guys bring intensity. But, yeah, I'm actually not surprised by that because they've been undisciplined for 2 years.
I don't know if it's undisciplined as much as it is, I don't want to say cheap shots, but certainly Aziz has added to that.
Yeah, this year, he has been one of them this year, or this past season at least now.
Jimmy
Ward, has he caught? We know he's flagrant. I just don't know if he's been caught and hit with fines, but we know he's a kamikaze out there. He doesn't care about teammates himself. He's going to try to hit someone hard, which can lead to fines too.
Yep. I disagree wholeheartedly with the league coming back on a hit, that wasn't even penalized. It just is a big hit. And then they're going to fine you weeks. And especially on young guys who aren't making that much money that they played that game for free because you're fining them on the same scale as multi-million-dollar players. It shouldn't be that way. Your fine should be based on how much money you make and a percentage of, this much percent comes out of your paycheck, as opposed to I'm going to fine Patrick Mahomes the same amount that I fine the left guard. No.
I would agree. Like commiserate to your salary as far as what a fine is. Make it a percentage, whatever you think that the correct percentage is, but it should not be where now these are in my mind, but they've been rescinded. Joe Mixon's 25K ain't the same as Dare's 25K.
No, it's totally different. No. So, and they don't do that. They really need to look at that. Cause there were stories about guys. I mean, a Steeler, I forget what he was fined for, but it was like the dude just played that game for free. He actually lost money playing that game.
He played a game in the NFL where an injury could change the trajectory of your career for free.
Yeah, and it was a questionable. It was extremely questionable whether or not it should have even been a fine. It was no penalty, and it was it looked like a pretty clean hit. Yet it was a hard hit, so they fined him. I mean, just ridiculous. And well, the Texans are best at it.
We can win division titles, and we can win the fine championship of the year.
Is it more aggression or is it undisciplined?
I think Al-Shaair punching someone on the sidelines is undisciplined.
Yeah, yeah.
Now the Trevor Lawrence thing, that's aggression. You would we've played that out. That was the thing we don't have to do again. I think it's a combination. Some things that they do, you would say, that's just hard playing football. The referees lean called or the league saw it one way while you could see it a different way. There are other times where I'm like, okay, what are we doing? If you do that, that's a penalty and you still did it. I don't think it's one or the other for them. And maybe it's the players they have and they lean into their aggression and leads into undisciplined stuff. But I don't believe D'Amico is going to pull back on the aggression. It's part of the philosophy. Yeah.
No, it absolutely is. All right. We got News of the Weird coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5.
Oh, by the way, Mario Edwards, D'Amico Autry played a part in that too, right? And that had nothing to do with on-field stuff as far as fines are concerned.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Time to talk about Gulf Coast Windows. Time to talk about Jim Fiume. Time to talk about a guy who's been doing it for 36, 37 years. When you're doing it that long, when you're in the business that long, when you are as acclaimed as he is, when you have the listen, I keep on mentioning the Pinnacle Award with him. It's special. I mean, you might go forever and not know anyone who won the Pinnacle Award because it's the perfection in your particular business, right? So that's what Jim Fiume. He's gotten the Pinnacle Award because he was the best. And when the Better Business Bureau says you're the best, that means that you are doing something right. Okay. And if you're somebody that needs windows, if you're somebody that needs whatever it is that you need, I need you.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
A Florida man was arrested. Apparently, he shot at a car 17 times with a semi-automatic handgun. He said he was driving down the road and he thought that there were two Palestinians in the car. So he opened up fire and he said, I shot and killed them both. Well, it turns out they weren't Palestinians. They were actually Jewish Israelis visiting the U.S., not Palestinians. Do you think that makes for a good defense? Well, I just thought they were Palestinians, so
sir,
I opened up.
We don't care what they were. You can't open fire and murder people.
Well,
sir, we didn't. You can't just check. Oh, well, let me check and see if this is a legal kill in Florida. I don't. Florida has their own rules.
I don't know, but
in Florida, maybe you can make legal kills. I don't know, but it feels like that's illegal everywhere.
In Florida, shooting at Palestinians might be okay. We don't know.
But what if they're not Palestinians? Are you? Do you get away with it?
I'm pretty sure it's illegal across the board.
Listen, I thought they were. That's enough.
I don't think thinking something allows you to get away with murder. Well, I was confused. No.
Well, they didn't die, so
he thought they murdered. He thought he murdered him, but he didn't even do that.
He didn't even do that.
Okay.
He's bad at this whole shooting Palestinian
thing. The story is, the good part of it is no one died despite his best efforts.
That's right. Well, a couple of men, home invaders, did die. Jeffrey Allen, 51, pronounced dead at the scene. Roger Smith, 44, transported. Apparently, they broke into a home to steal out of the safe, and a kid opened up fire on him and killed a child. The police are describing as a child. Opened up fire on them and killed them both. I don't know how you're going to rule on this. One thing you're going to rule on is, why does that kid have a gun?
To protect his home?
I guess.
He knew where it was.
It's a good thing he had that gun, but I don't know. I just want to keep my guns away from
him. And when the kid was asked how come he kept firing at the dead intruders, he said, don't start none, won't be none.
F-A-F-O. All right. That's what he said. F-A-F-O. Only he said fool around.
Fool around, mess around, and
mess around.
You think the kid who just shot two people to death won't curse?
No.
He said mafo.
Yeah, he said mess around, find out. That's what he said. Arlington police are on the lookout for preteen robbers. The youngest suspect, about 6. Do you think that's a little early to start your career, 6 years old?
I just like how there's always a theme to John's. Like right now, it's young crime. Young crime or young. Well, the other kid wasn't a crime, but.
Young crime.
It's got a theme.
It does have a theme.
Yeah. I mean,
another school who auctioned off children, like it's always the same theme.
The show started with young crime. Very early in the show.
Yeah, those kids are.
It's been
they
a
beat
show
up
about
kids
acting inappropriately.
The entire show's been about that. There's a theme here. It's a very thing. Special.
And you got to bring it all together, guys.
You know, that's so that's
what,
it. When,
that's
when,
what artistry is.
When I grew up, we had TV shows like Gary Coleman, you know, what you talk about, Willis, and all that. And it was all fun and games until he and his friend Dudley went into a bike shop, and the guy was a pedophile. And they yeah. would have
all
a very special, you know, all comedies would have a very special episode. Why, like, where you learned that reruns not, you know, we had... What's Happening was all fun and games till Rerun tried to bootleg a Doobie Brothers concert. And then you had to learn, hey, this isn't right, guys, to bring a tape recorder into a concert. This is bad. So you always had a very special episode where and it's kind of like today. It's a very special episode where we tackle on a subject matter like, you know, like Saved by the Bell when somebody got all zipped up on speed.
Jesse Spano.
Yeah.
Yeah, like kids throwing pizza at each other in a car.
Yeah, and Korean beef and shaved beef.
And they're eating good, at least. Well, if they would have actually ate the food, they would have been eating good.
Yeah, I literally, right after this, have to go and take it to Leo's Body Shop. Luckily, I found out all the damage was to a stop sign, not to another car.
Oh, good.
So this will not... So insurance will never hear of this.
Oh, good.
As far as they know, Mason's a great driver.
You don't have to pay for another car. That's nice. Just a stupid stop sign. Oh, kids, it's okay. It's all right.
Well, they're getting ready to learn the bus. I've already talked to the wife. The bus route's coming. Yeah, bus route is already. That's already a thing. Don't worry about it.
All right. You know what else is a thing? At the end of this show, Adele and Sean next, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I'm talking about Chastain Ford. Before I go, though, love me some Chastain Ford. Look, if you're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car truck, I got one place to go. I love them. I love them, and I think you'll love them, too. I want you to get on over to Chastain Ford. It's on 610 at Homestead. It's just right off of Highway 59. It's on 610 right off Highway 59 North. And you see what's going on over there. They have got they've got no games, no gimmicks, just honest pricing. They have the trucks, the deals, the team that know trucks better than anyone, the number one commercial dealer in this city forever. Chastain Ford, they got real trucks, they got real pricing. It's real simple. I bought my truck there. I bought an Expedition there. I bought a truck there. I bought a JT's truck there. My daughter's SUV there. It's where you get no dealer add-ons, no hidden fees, quality used or new cars, trucks, SUVs, reasonable prices. You're going to shop smart with confidence. I love Chastain Ford. Highly recommend if you're in the market for a vehicle that you go stop and see my peeps over at Chastain Ford. Tell them you heard it right here on 610 at Homestead, 9 Hempstead, 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.